welcome again to, what are we called? Company Picnic.
Company Picnic.
Mae McDonough and Company's weekly salon on music, the universe, and all things absolutely horrible. And
there was an edit there.
Was it?
Fucking horrible.
Oh, that's right. I think I didn't write it down. I'm reading off the prompter.
The computer laptop prompter.
Yeah. With me, as always, is the miniature person, Lo.
That was Murray. Not creative. Hello.
I'm really good off the cuff.
She's really good in the buff.
The average person, in very few ways, Rusty.
Yeah. I am the Batman.
Batman smokes bowls now.
Tonight we're smoking.
It's a tough life.
Michael Phelps OG.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And by
well,
we, I mean
if you're
me.
Speaking with the royal we.
Yes. Yeah. Tonight we shall be smoking.
I remember you had a further analysis of this weed when we were smoking it at practice. Something about
It either makes you as retarded as Michael Phelps, or you need to have the lungs of Michael Phelps to smoke it. I'm not sure.
I believe that you told us that it made you a better swimmer.
Oh, that's right.
And then you broke in a song.
And then I told you that it helped you swim in the oceans of your mind.
I don't like to swim. And it's not just because I'm black.
We're all black, by the way. Very educated black people.
On the inside.
Extremely racist, though. Extremely racist.
No hard R's, though.
Kill Whitey. Okay, so what are you drinking, Lo?
I'm drinking hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa?
Yep.
With a little something in it?
No, not tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. Sad brain times. Damage.
They don't let me do that right now.
I like, though, that they're allowing you 3 months, and then they're like, you can kill brain cells after that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's generous.
Just 3 months. And Rusty, after you're done smoking, what are you drinking?
I can't even smoke. The pipe is so clogged.
I know.
I'm also drinking a mixture of Tanqueray gin, tonic water, and cran pomegranate cherry, or as I like to call it, Crapromacherry.
Anyhow, the local music awards came out today. The nominations for the OCMAs.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
No doubt. Orange County Band.
I have to put out a disclaimer before we go any further that my opinion is solely based upon how jaded and bitter I am for not having been nominated myself. However, what kind of fucking shit is this? No Doubt got nominated. No Doubt.
Do they still live here?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Then that disqualifies them.
Nah, she lives in like the south of France with Gavin from Bush.
Were we not contacted?
You're mixing your Johnny Depp metaphors. Hyperboles. But no, if it disqualifies them, if it disqualifies us, and
yes.
I'll tell you why, because they emailed us when they were considering nominating our music video, and they asked, they said, I saw on your Facebook that it says you live in LA now. Do any of you still live in Orange County in order to be eligible?
And we all
live in Orange County. And I said that we are living half time in LA, half time in the OC. The
and even
OC.
That's a lie.
And it's not a lie. Just getting rid of the apartment. But nevertheless. And they responded well to that. So if that was a necessary stipulation in order to be eligible, then I believe residency is a requirement. But I don't know. Maybe like that asshole who plays like that weird synth bass or something and No Doubt still lives in Orange County because no one cares who he is.
It's possible.
I
I don't know. Nevertheless. All right, Rusty's back in Saigon for some reason.
I'm sorry,
that's some really good weed, or some really bad weed. Nevertheless. My point was, no disrespect to, I suppose, No Doubt, or the Vandals, or the Offspring, or any of those.
I should say full disrespect to No Doubt. The Offspring.
The antiques of Orange County. But at this point...
Fossils, really.
Why are our institutions still, like, holding, grasping at thin air, trying to hold on to their last bit of claim to fame and giving awards to these people?
Well, I think
people
it's really more
people who aren't even
like,
going to show up to the damn awards.
Like, the OCMA, they're more like archaeologists of culture. Like... We need to get some people who are, like, hip and with it, not people who are, like, studying through the annals of the mid-90s, like, pop punk machines.
Who are still stuck listening to their Sony Discmans.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they just need to upgrade, you know, get Spotify or something going on, you know. Throw those cassettes away, buddy.
If the people who are judging the OCMAs have to call their children to figure out how to get into their email, there's an issue. And I wouldn't put it past them. I'm sure we're screwing ourselves royally right now. If anyone were to ever listen to our podcast.
Nobody's ever going to listen to our podcast. So I think we're safe.
So we'll speak freely. But no, honestly... Okay.
Well, I hope
here's
to be
my
heard
issue.
On this
no point. Disrespect to those bands, but there are so many great things going on in this community, and there's quite a few institutions that are successful who have the ability to spotlight great artists, and they're not doing so because they want to jab at everybody else in Orange County and say, "See, remember this famous person, Gwen Stefani, or fucking those nameless assholes I don't remember from the Offspring or the Vandals."
It makes they're from it doesn't Orange like County. Bring Orange County any fame. It just makes Orange County more outdated. It's
absolutely
not...
it makes us look completely
yeah further
antiquated.
From the fold.
It makes us look like we have very little to offer.
Yeah, we may.
And
as
there's
well
actually
be Omaha,
a pretty
Nebraska.
Pretty great burgeoning community here, but
yeah, for example.
Did you just compare us to Alaska? I don't know if that's the way to go.
I said Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, all right.
You
all
probably
right.
heard Anchorage, Alaska.
I did.
But you were reading my lips.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
I should speak up and less fast.
Slower.
Many people fast. Don't know this, but Mae McDonough is actually an audible deaf person.
I am, yeah. Can you hear me? This is me signing while I'm talking.
Good thing no deaf people are listening to
I'm
this.
incredibly oral. Incredibly. Yeah. It just sounds like I'm whacking off. That's what it sounds like I'm doing.
AKA fapping.
Fapping?
Fapping. I only just recently found out what that is.
Fapping?
Yeah.
That. I don't know if I want to know. I do want to know.
No,
tell
it's just
me.
Jerking off. It's an fapping? Onomatopoeia for
ah, that's
off.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
There was a fapping on my cellar door.
Quote the Raven.
Quote the Raven. Nevermore. Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, so, I don't know. It just, I don't mean to be so
I don't
terribly
mean to brag.
Harsh.
I don't mean to boast.
But I just think it was fucking ridiculous. I just don't want to see these institutions. I don't want to see No Doubt or the Vandals or... fucking Offspring in the fucking 2012-2013 pages of anything. It's not 1995. Yeah.
Okay, so if we were to talk about like contemporary Orange County prominent artists, who would we throw into that hat?
Well, it would, depending on the category. I mean, for the music video category, which we were specifically talking about, Feeding People had a really great music video that came out.
I saw that. It was really good.
It was pretty good. And it took place in a house that I've always wanted to live in. I never knew whose house it was, and I still don't. Some house in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
It's really great, though. I think it's some postmodernist house, but I don't know. What are the other categories? I guess I could pull it up.
Well, I would just say
know John O'Brien got nominated for Best Producer.
Good.
And that's fine.
Right. By the way, shout out to totally Mr. John O'Brien for having an awesome studio warming party on Saturday.
Yeah, that was good.
Fantastic. He had a great lineup of musicians. Honey Pie.
Yeah, who did play?
Well, I just said one, Honey Pie, and then someone else.
Some members of Young the Giant and the Strange Birds.
Yes, that was
something
awesome.
Travelers. They were really good. Yeah. They were that actually
exceptional
pretty
set.
All right, here I've got the OC Music Awards right here. So, No Doubt and Real Big Fish are nominated for a lot of things.
Hilarious.
Best Album, Real Big Fish, Candy Coated Fury. Dear God. The Dirty Heads, The Ultimate Bear Hug, and No Doubt. First of all,
The Offspring still makes music?
Oh my God. I was being hyperbolic when I brought up The Offspring and Lit. Oh my fucking God. Best song, No Doubt, Settle Down, which I've heard that song.
It's
shit.
Awful. Yeah.
The Dirty Heads, I don't know who that is.
I
apologize.
Before,
I should.
No disrespect, but now. Now the rage comes out when we actually take a look at what this list is. This is really awful.
The Ultimate Bear Hug, I don't know who that is. The Offspring, Days Go By. Lit, The Broken. I didn't even know these people still were bands. Best New Artists. Douglas and the Furs, Breach the Summit, Nilu, The Field Trip. The Field Trip's all right. They kind of that's that band we played with that had their heads stuck up their asses, though.
I don't remember.
They used to be Dusty Rhodes and the fucking River Band or whatever, and they wanted to play at 12 o'clock sharp, and they made a bunch of bands move, including us, so they could play, or they were going to leave and not play the show.
What venue was that?
A.K.A. The Losers.
Good music, though. It was legitimately great music, but it was at the Crosby in Santa Ana. But, here's The Offspring again for Best Alternative. In 1995, circa 95, where are we in 2012? Still in the same spot in Orange County.
I see Jeremiah Redd nominated, though.
Yeah, Jeremiah Redd. Robert John is nominated for Best Blues.
Didn't Barrett Slagle produce Jeremiah Redd at one point?
Apparently he did.
Yes.
Jeremiah Redd also got nominated for Best Country? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense.
Matt Costa apparently exists again in Orange County.
No.
Yellow Red Sparks, that's all right. For Best Folk, I'm down with that.
Are we eating our words or?
No, you know what? Obviously there's going to be a couple decent bands in here. The Best Indie category isn't terrible. It's, Young the Giant, which I don't know if I'd consider that indie anymore, but if we're going genre-wise, I suppose they might be. Steel Wells, Field Trip, Devious Means. My simple point is The Offspring has at least four nominations in this. No Doubt has four nominations in this.
I would give The Offspring
Lit has a fucking nomination in this.
They're nominating bands for multiple things, though. Honey Pie is under Best Folk.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also under Best Pop. Can you apply to
folk pop is
folk
totally
and pop.
A different,
absolutely.
Different genre.
Death Hymn Number 9, though, got nominated for Best Punk, and I'm okay with that.
I have no idea who that is.
It's Troy's band. You've seen them. They're amazing. Dress up like zombies, flail in chairs. Anyhow, they're great. But they're competing with the fucking Offspring for Best Punk, which is bullshit. Lit, again, nominated for Best Rock. What else? Real Big Fish.
May as well throw Zebrahead in there.
Real Big Fish. I know. Real Big Fish nominated for Best World. I mean, they're really stretching at this point. No Doubt for Best Music Video. I think we've
run them up there. For Best Producer as well.
Barrett Slagle.
Hey, congrats to both of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hope one of those guys win. But nevertheless, that's what, 6 nominations for No Doubt. Something 5 or 6 for The Offspring, 2 or 3 for Lit, 2 or 3 for Real Big Fish. I mean, what year are we in? This is ridiculous.
I think we're in 1996, 8th grade.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
96, 97, 95, 96. Yeah. I don't understand why even bother. You know, do some sort of honorary award for a band like that. If you really want to bring attention to the fact that there are some ridiculous moguls of fame in music that came from Orange County, you know, make an award for them. They deserve it. Fine. Do something honorary. But this is supposed to be an institution that illuminates our community. And there's so much great shit out there that,
you know what,
will never receive the benefits of the attention that something like this could really help them out.
We should start our own. We should just fucking talk to everyone in the community and have a OCIA.
And I think we will. I don't know about that. But I think we specifically should make up our own nominations this year. I'm going to blog it. And we can let people vote.
Let the people
vote.
Who
they want to win.
Like a true democracy.
And because we are the authorities on good taste in this community, we will do the nominating.
So it's like a republic.
It's Orange County's People's Choice Awards.
It's a republic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about
are we
People's
like the
Choice
Senate?
Award. Cause we're
who's
the
Caesar?
People. Well, I don't want to say.
I don't like anchovies.
You know, I don't want to say. Because... oh, Lord. So no one else has anything else to say about this? I'm upset on my own.
I was upset until I realized that 2 of our good friends had been nominated for Best Producer. May the best win. Gladiators.
Hey, you know, every patch of roses has a couple onions. I like onions. I don't like roses, so.
Roses are delicious.
Anyways, I don't think that's a quote at all. I made it up. So anyways, point was being that I was really disappointed in these fucking dinosaurs that we continue to draw attention to in Orange County.
Yeah.
That said, let's move on to our very first segment. What is our first segment? What the fuck is up with pop music? I think that's a great segue.
What the fuck?
Because really, what the fuck is up with pop music?
Word. I mean, guys, come on.
That was so unenthusiastic. Member of debate team, weren't you?
Yep, I was a master debater.
Come on, guys. All right. Well, anyhow, this is the segment where we point out how utterly ridiculous, pop music is these days, especially the lyrics. And we like to dissect the lyrics a bit. So, Lo, what song are we talking about today?
This week we're talking about Scream and Shout by Britney Spears and Will.i.am, or Will.i.am and Britney Spears. I don't know how these things work these days, but those two are both on the song. That's all I know for sure.
This is the song that Britney Spears puts on the worst fake British accent, isn't it?
I didn't actually listen to the song.
Wow. I think I know
what song. From what I understand, this is also Will.i.am's first bout into music production from his successful career as an actor.
Successful being relative.
Well, he portrayed the African American mercenary mutant in Wolverine's origin story, X-Men movie. Mm-hmm. That joke went way off. Real.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. All right. So, well, what you don't know then, though, is that Britney Spears does a heinous British accent for the entire song.
Indeed. Worse than Billy Armstrong doing Sex Pistols in Dookie.
Yeah, she pronounces us.
I did find a...
She sounds like a Russian woman being punched in the gut.
I found a brief description of the song that kind of describes how her voice sounds. It says, featuring a dark, slithering beat and a slew of club commands, Scream and Shout features a very different look for Spears, whose voice is roboticized to a nearly unrecognizable degree, which I believe is what you're talking about. And then it says...
Yeah, it wasn't roboticized, though.
It says, I want to scream and shout and let it all out. Spears and Will.i.am sing in unison on the chorus before the pop star drops his signature, Britney, bitch, and the percussion is dutifully ratcheted up. That's the amazing description of a song. I don't know how they even got words to describe this thing. It's
shout out to whatever music blogger put that description together.
Yeah, it was on the Billboard.com website, so...
Please, that's the same overwrought masturbatory type of writing that all music bloggers use. And it was a fucking Will.i.am song.
Yeah, yeah. So they could have said it sounds like every other Will.i.am song.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have done, but that's all
sounds right. Like everything else on the fucking radio.
So, okay, let's
get that Will.i.am.
Let's get into the lyrics here. They're kind of deep, so take a deep breath. So it says, you ready? It says, bring the action. When you hear us in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Everybody in the club.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All eyes on us.
Us. I have heard that song.
Us. See? Us.
Yeah.
Like, just stab yourself in the stomach.
And then I want to scream and shout and let it all out and scream and shout and let it all out.
Apparently when she lost weight, it stayed stuck in her throat.
That's, yeah, good interpretation there. No.
Her fat.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
You're not getting the song, are you, Rusty?
He's not getting the joke either. Just move on.
We saying, oh,
is that
we,
weed?
Oh, we, oh, we, oh. We saying, oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh.
Not saying much.
I want to scream and shout and let it all out and scream and shout and let it all out. We saying, oh, we, oh, we, oh, we, oh. You are now rocking with Will.i.am and Britney, bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring the action. Rock and roll. Everybody, let's lose control. On
okay,
the
okay, let me just say
yeah,
right
this
now.
This is going way on, way too
perhaps
long.
This is an that's incredibly first... poignant... incredibly well crafted expression for his struggle
yeah, not
in trying to
maybe
express
like
himself
or something.
All right,
it could be, yeah,
it's not, but it could be.
And then I don't know, it says, going faster, we ain't going slow, low, low. Hey, yo, hear the beat, now let's hit the floor. Drink it up, and then drink some more. Light it up, and let's let it
smoke
blow.
Some mo.
Let's let it blow?
Yeah, like a blunt.
Okay, fair enough.
Or like his pent-up aggression for his inability to express himself.
Yeah, or like his load.
Yeah,
and then... could be. And they say, turn it
I'm
up.
I'm with you, kid.
Oh, okay.
turn it up and burn down the house. Ha, house. Hey, yo, turn it up and go turn it down. See, that's confusing.
Turn it up and turn it down. It's like, give me the mic so I can throw it away.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's, I mean, here we go. We go shake it because everywhere we go, bring the action. I don't know. It goes on. Like, I think the blogger had a good description when they said club commands, because that's all it is. It's scream and shout and, you know, raise the roof type nonsense.
Here, let's it's play an adult version next of. I recall the Britney segment a little bit more lyrical.
It's an adult version of the Hokey Pokey.
There is nothing else. There's no other lyrics in here.
What? I thought there were at least two repetitions.
She says, everybody on the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
That's really
that's
it.
That's what it sounds
there's
like.
There's something.
I've heard the song once. Says, I know the song.
It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever because I was feeling down and now feel better. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever, 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 ever, ever. That's
it seems to last.
There's no more lyrics in this song.
It's fucking awful. So there are no lyrics in the song at all, essentially.
No.
It's the fucking adult Hokey Pokey. It's instructions on how to move. It's the goddamn Macarena with lacking detail.
Yes. It's the Macarena was more creative than this.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, horrible. I don't know how much money these people made, but...
So fucking...
That's what blows my mind.
Money
most.
They would blow away in a day. So fucking much money. More money than you or I will ever make, probably, in our entire lives, summed together as a whole.
That's ridiculous. This horrible song is number 17 on the Billboard charts. And
he literally shits hits.
Yes, pretty much. Just put his name on it. Can we make a song called Will I Am and see what happens?
Ooh.
I think it's a good idea.
That'd be a really good way to get a lot of traffic. Really good way to get a lawsuit.
I do not like them, Will I Am.
I do not like them.
So, yes, horrible, horrible music. Poisoning the world. Good job. Good job again.
I don't believe that he's trying.
He can't
to make
trying.
Good music.
I've heard an
interview.
There's
no possible way.
I've heard an interview with Will.i.am describing how he makes hits, and he describes making them in about an hour on a laptop in his hotel room.
But is that him boasting at how easily he makes a hit?
Yes.
Or is it him boasting at how he doesn't give a shit about his
hit? You
hits?
Know...
It's the first one, but it means the second one.
We weren't
to
supposed
us,
to
not
do...
not to him, though.
We weren't supposed
do
to
the
do
relativity
a
there?
Lizard People segment tonight, but... I think there's a lot of evidence that suggests Will.i.am is part of the hip-hop Illuminati.
All right, go on.
And it's fair to say that a good amount of his body of work is, you know, some kind of, like, psycho-cognitive acoustic
programming subliminal
programming, tool.
Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about here?
Yeah, you know, that's really tapping into the primitive sectors of our mind and... dumbing us down.
I don't think it needs to be subliminal in order to say that dumbs you down. That fucking shit dumbs you down.
Yeah,
stop listening to it, people. If you're listening to that, stop listening to it.
I just find it hard
it's
to believe
it's an utter
that
waste of brain space. There's no art involved.
Do that unintentionally.
Okay.
You know?
You have too much faith in human beings. And that is the flaw in conspiracy. It's not necessary to have that much conspiracy to project shit onto people and to expect people to create shit. Because they just do so.
You know,
have you not been to high school?
Is there no point of self-reflection, you know, when he's going to the bank, cashing his big old check or whatever, where he goes?
I don't think he goes to the bank.
You know, maybe I should have spent more than 3 hours on that at the Starbucks on my laptop.
It fucking is playing on every radio station in the world. He'll probably end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nobody, there is no reason for that man to question what he's doing.
He's already
and
a wax
that
figure,
so. Is a frightening prospect.
Did you know that Will.i.am was named the Director of Creative Innovation at Intel? And when they hired him,
oh,
they
did, yeah.
They he's no actually a big philanthropist when it comes to technology education for inner city children.
Yeah, that's his charity. Yeah. That's how he gets his tax breaks. Good for him. So,
well, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Illuminatist. Lizard fucking person.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see him at the soup kitchen this year, is all I'm saying. You know.
I didn't see us at the soup kitchen either. I'm pretty sure we were eating prime rib.
I could have been there. You just weren't there, so you didn't see me.
Nope, I was in the soup kitchen.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not judging the man. I'm just saying it's fucking shit. People drink and eat shit all day long.
That's
literally and figuratively.
Ooh.
So, it's so disappointing. I don't even have something funny
there
to say.
Is
I just think it's so much shit. Like, I'm so sick
American
of hearing
goddess
shit music.
That was one who eats defecation or something like that. She was the wife of the Lord of the Night, a.k.a. the God of the Dead. And I don't know. There was this sect of their religion and Aztec culture where it was basically state-sponsored prostitutes that were selected from adolescents to like be these special military prostitutes, and then at ceremonial times they would like be employed to like participate in some debauchery with all of the troops, and then they would be ceremoniously sacrificed.
All right, I just want to say,
what
I
are
just
you
googled
about right now.
I just googled goddess eats poop, and my top, I got eat her shit topics on topics.com. I got poo poo goddess, which is a Tumblr, and the byline is, goddess time eating shit and vomiting, so sexy. Google her and subscribe to her awesome site. Do send hot links too. No profit is ever made from pics or vids. Then I got beautiful English shit eaters, which I believe is the same Tumblr. I got poo poop scat scat a shit, one word, scat o shit. Eating sex porn messy, one word. Porn lesbian.
How did we get here? I'm so confused.
He was talking about a goddess who eats feces.
Why were you talking about a goddess that eats feces?
All right, Greek god eats poop. I think this is what we're looking for.
No, it's a Mayan god. Yes.
Oh no, this says, my spirit guide is the Greek god Apollo, and I always channel him and communicate with him. I mentioned something about eating poop. And he said he eats it. He said it's delicious and all the gods and goddesses eat their poop and other people's poop. I'm not joking at all. I'm dead serious. He keeps seeing that they eat poop and it tastes good. I do believe him. What do you think? I even astral project and we made a poop castle and drank each other's diarrhea. He even made a dress for me made from his diarrhea. It was a lot of fun. Sometimes I think of myself in his butt and I eat his poop with chips.
All right.
With a elf and we drink soda in his butt. I sometimes leave an offering of poop in my toilet for him and he gets very happy. But what do you think? Thank you so much, AskJeeves.com.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay, so I just pulled up the reference material in which I learned this bit, but the specific Aztec god that I'm referring to is Tlatzolteotl, or T-L-A-Z-O-L-T-E-O-T-L, and she is the eater of excrement.
That's it? That's all you're gonna... You're not gonna...
I explained everything elaborate? Else. That she was the wife of the
I Lord was busy reading night. About poop goddess.
It's okay. It was all in the same vein. You know, women eating poop.
Yeah. I mean, really, if we were to break down this conversation, all we wanted to say is women eating poop, right?
Yeah. For all of our noobs to the internet out there, two girls, one cup.
Poop.
Oh, gosh.
What?
This is a disgusting conversation.
Well, it's your fault, Lou.
I had nothing to do with this. Let's just make that clear, please.
With that, let's move on to ideas we have to... ideas we have to fix society.
Oh, this is a grand idea.
But not really. The segment in which we talk about ideas we have to fix society. But not really.
We'll make this one short and sweet, because actually I'm looking at the clock and we have two more segments to go through. So anyway, we're all familiar with the AAA, you know, the Automobile Association, or the American Automobile Association, right?
Yes.
Yes.
My proposition is to institute an ABA, American Bicycle Association. It's a program or a company kind of a thing where you pay a membership due, and if you're a cyclist, you know, you get the same kind of benefits that a AAA member would have. You know, because like one of the shitty things about like choosing to ride a bike instead of driving a car is that like you get a flat and then like what the fuck are you gonna do? Like if you didn't bring a new tube or a patch kit, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, if you pay for an ABA membership, you call a number, you get the dispatch guy, you give them your ABA membership number, boom, they call a specialty a bicycle technician.
Do they ride up in a really long bicycle in clown costumes and do a little like five clowns jump off of a five-person bicycle and they all come and circle around your bike and they kind of
mockery of this. It's totally serious.
A big cloud of dust surrounds them and then the next thing you know you just hear and the bike is gone and your bicycle is fixed and then you hear honka honka.
Is it like that?
No, it's actually not at all like
it's
that.
It's not like
actually
that.
Actually at all.
I'm sorry. It's not. I thought it might be like that.
When you call the dispatch, and they send out a local bike mechanic that rides a bicycle that has a trailer on the back of it with all the tools and tubes and shit you might need, who comes and helps you get your bike going so you can continue on your way.
I'm thinking that it's going to take a really long time for him to get where I need him to be.
No, because that's the beauty of it. It's all, like, localized, you know? Like, you'll have, like, people, like, all over Orange County, say, if you were in Orange County. You know, they might be, like, 10 different people on your way to work that are mechanics that will ride out and help you if you're an ABA member.
Here's my thing. AAA is a huge organization, and when I have a problem, it takes them at least 20 minutes to get to me. So I'm thinking with bikes, it's going to take four times that at least.
I think that's ignorance. I don't think you've ever rode a bike as a way of transporting yourself in an urban environment. If we have people like every 10 miles, you know, where their domain is like a 10 mile radius.
Is this a voluntary
It works the
service,
same way as tow
or
truck
is
drivers.
This employment? This
it
is
works
an
the same way as tow truck
service.
Drivers. You know, they're essentially freelancers. They voluntarily respond to the dispatch.
So
and then they get paid based on the, you know, rendering services to the member.
So you would need somebody capable of fixing a bike every 10 miles. At least one person every 10 miles.
Yeah, but there are tons of people that know how to do this that don't get paid for their knowledge, you know? I think it's a great way to generate, you know, like, jobs. Great way to, like, promote cycling as a viable alternative. Could change the world.
One bike at a time, I
one
guess.
One bike at a time. You're going to be my marketing specialist.
You know, the funny thing is you always preface before we start this podcast that it's going to be a funny concept that you're going to bring up. And when I say, I don't know, Rusty, it sounds like you're proposing something you actually think would work. You always say, nah, 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 nah.
It would never work.
There's so many holes. It's ridiculous. It's hilarious. And then if we try to poke any holes at you, you insist that this is going to work.
Well, it's that I've got a good response for everything. Like you just got to think more outside the box, you know. You got to.
I sent you clowns, Rusty. Well, I sent you clowns.
That was that.
All right, let's. We're running very low on time. So I want to do as our last segment. You Low has a trivia segment.
Yes.
That we're gonna do, and I'm terrified. I did very poorly on the biblical trivia segment.
Yes.
Due to sarcasm not counting.
Sarcasm doesn't count on this one either. All right. The name good of this know. Quiz is 6-question quiz of random shit. If you don't pass, you owe me $20.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's a twist in this game. I'm broke right now, so.
If we don't pass, what is the prerequisites? To pass.
If you don't do better than the other person. So either way.
So if you lose.
You get $20.
Yes. You get $20.
Ooh, I've got $20 right here.
And it's the 6th question and I'm supposed to go up with this asshole who reads Wikipedia all day while I'm busy working on music?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm the one who's not busy. Learning shit.
Learning shit.
Okay, so
you just
enjoy your poop, goddesses, these asshole.
These are random questions that I had never heard of, but there's a lot of things in this world that I have never heard of that everybody's like, oh yeah, hello. Everybody knows that. So we'll see. We'll see how random these are.
All right.
So, okay, the first one is a true or false.
Wait, how is this functioning?
False.
You're going to ask both of us?
You guys can both just throw in whatever you think.
I answered first.
We can disagree with each other.
False.
We both get to answer. There's not a speed.
I did it first.
It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
Well, if you were answering the same thing, I would get it.
No, if we tie, we tie.
That doesn't...
That's what she just said. That is what she just specified. There is no time limit on who answers.
Yeah, no, there's no time limit.
But then there's no incentive for the weaker opponent to pick a different thing than the...
We can battle to the death if that's what you want, yeah. Rusty. All right.
Okay.
Hit it low.
First question. Throwing a parachute out of a plane and jumping after it is a sport. True or false?
True.
True.
It is true.
We just both looked at each other with the worst, most terribly disappointed and frustrated.
It's called Bonsai Skydive.
Despondent stare.
Bonsai skydive? Okay, so extra points. What is the longest time recorded between skydiver and parachute?
15 minutes.
Whoever gets closest gets the points on this one.
14 minutes.
What did you guess?
She wins.
Yeah, that clearly. It's 50 seconds. Yeah. They're not that crazy. So it's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records. And he allows this in the Guinness Book of World Records because it only puts the participant... at risk, whereas they don't allow fattest pet in the world because it puts an animal at risk.
But
this
if
is
the
totally
pet,
legit.
What if the pet yeah. really wants to win?
You gotta talk to the pet then. I suppose if they sign a waiver, it would be fine and dandy, but I don't know if that's happened yet. Okay, so next question. Let's see. Is that true or false? After France fell to Germany in World War II, Hitler had to climb up 1,500 stairs when he visited the Eiffel Tower because the French resistance cut the elevator cables. True or false?
False.
False.
It is false. Why is it false?
There aren't that many stairs.
It's false because it all really happened, but when Hitler got there, he opted out of climbing up the stairs.
All right.
So, that really happened. Okay. So... next question.
We keep giving each other terribles. We're so competitive, we're just staring at each other viciously.
Maybe whoever wins the stare down wins then.
No, you guys let's are not neck do and neck. That again.
Okay, so in 2009, the director of the Chile Mint was fired. Why was he fired? I don't know if you've heard this story.
This isn't a true or false.
No, they're not all true and false. It's like,
repeat the question, please.
In 2009, the director of the Chile Mint, so the guy that prints all the money, the coins, he was fired. Do you know why he was fired?
Embezzling.
Why do you think he was fired?
He fucked up the coins.
How did he fuck up the coins?
He, like, misspelled something.
What did he misspell?
He misspelled the name of the country.
Yes, he did. You're right.
Bullshit.
And, on the 50 entirely. Peso coins, he spelled Chile, C-H-I-I-E. And they're not sure if he did it on purpose to make a profit or on accident. But he did it in 2008, and nobody noticed until 2009.
To make a profit would count as embezzling.
It's
true. No. It's fine, we're tied.
Okay, so...
We're not tied, I win.
I've already got one over you.
That was a bonus question, it doesn't count.
Bonus question. That was a point. It was 1 out of 6. Alright, okay. What question are we on?
I have no idea. 1, 2, 3, 4. Question 4. So, in high school, what political organization was Tupac a member of?
Young Black Panthers.
What's your guess?
What political organization was Tupac a member of?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would go with Black Panthers, too.
And
the Young Republicans.
It's the Baltimore Young Communist League, and the chapter is now actually named after him.
Wow, I didn't know that
and
existed.
They believe there were many communist references in his lyrics. I've read many examples. It's pretty weird.
Interesting.
And he dated the daughter of the head of the Baltimore chapter of the Communist Party.
Small world.
Yeah, right?
That anyway. Was the real reason why he was fucking killed.
I think so.
What the fuck?
It's Red Scare Part 2. Rusty.
Okay, so next question. Before becoming president, George Washington owned the largest one of these in America. Clock's ticking.
Oil fields.
Tobacco crops.
Whiskey distillery.
Wow.
Yep. He produced 11,000 gallons of whiskey a year. It's a lot of whiskey. Okay. So, true or false? In Germany, Denmark, and Mexico, if you are caught trying to escape from prison, the death penalty is imposed and you are executed within a maximum time frame of 1 year. True or false?
It's absolutely true.
It's false. There's actually no punishment.
We tied, therefore neither of us owes her $20.
This is bullshit. I don't like this game anymore. It's in those countries, you are allowed to escape from prison as long as you don't break any other rules while doing it. They believe that it's human nature to try to escape, so they let you do it, and then they try to catch you.
What were the... That's fantastic.
Wait, what? You mean if you actually escape, then...
There's
you...
no punishment. I mean, you're a fugitive, but when they catch you...
There is no extra add-on. There is no additional sentencing.
They're like, yeah, that was our bad. We should have done a better job. All right, get back in there,
you rascal.
We'll reset the clock.
It is human nature to try to escape imprisonment.
So they let you do it.
I mean, it's that or lose your sanity, I would think.
I have to...
I mean, I would probably spend every day in prison. If I had a lifelong sentence, I would probably spend every day.
All right, everyone, let's go to jail in Germany.
Yep.
Well, I'm talking about lifelong prison.
I don't really want to take my chances. I'm not going to roll the dice.
Jail's
die on
not
this
so
one.
Bad. Prison. That's an issue.
So I wouldn't want to go to a German prison. All the Turks.
I wouldn't want to
smells like
go to
cough,
any jail
cough,
in any other cough. Country, to be honest. Well, all right. So I think we're pretty close to wrapping.
Ribbity rap, rap, rap-tastic.
Yeah, all right. We can wrap up. Well, with that said, that was good. I'm pretty happy. I know we've had a brief 3-week hiatus or so, but...
Yeah.
It was nice to do this again. So that said, we will wrap it up. But as far as Mae McDonough and Company news, which we try to leave to the very end, such that we don't seem like narcissistic assholes the entire podcast, we're heading into the studio this weekend. So hopefully we'll have that album for you someday soon. So be on the lookout for Bully Boy with a Glass Eye. In the meantime, you can pick up our single Hell is for Lovers on iTunes. And we've got a wonderfully creative YouTube channel. So we'll be up next week, hopefully, probably by Thursday. I don't know. We record on Tuesdays, but it takes some time to put this thing up on the internet. So
sometime in the future.
We'll be back next week. So hopefully next week we'll start putting this on iTunes, actually. So if you enjoy downloading podcasts from iTunes, don't forget to add us. Subscribe to our channel. That's it. Say goodbye, guys.
Farewell. This is Rusty signing out.
See ya. Thank you. This has been Company Picnic. Company Picnic. Company Picnic.